Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Singing as you go.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, this is God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. And you were just listening to our guest speaker of this whole month, every Thursday night, Minister Jackie O'Kelly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This song has been rolling around in my head. Hallelujah. So I wanted to play it again, and you may hear it again. I like all of her songs, but this one is just, it just does something for me. Amen. Something extra. Praise God. Praise God. So hello, everyone. God bless you all. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And as she was saying, you are mighty God. Hallelujah. You're almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just worship you today, Lord God. And we thank you that your word says that two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Thank you for moving by your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. And Lord God, I believe even that song today, as Minister Jackie O was singing, that someone has been set free from their captivity. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. You're in the saving business. You're in the delivering business, if you can call it a business. But that's what you do. Hallelujah. You save, heal, and deliver. And so we thank you, Lord God, that that was a song of deliverance for somebody today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We love you so much. Touch every person. Touch every household. Do as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we have been with Minister Jackie O. This is going to be our third Thursday together with her, and we're just as excited We were just as excited on the first Thursday when she gave her testimony, such a wonderful testimony, and we found out that she is really living in generational blessings from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a family of 10, and they're all musically and artistically inclined. So we got to, so we heard her testimony that first Thursday. The second Thursday, last Thursday, we were able to hear some of her music and what was behind the music. And we just had a wonderful time. And she started singing at age 3. So now tonight we're going to look at her art, her visual art. And she started drawing at the age of 6. So, you know, a lot of people can say, well, I drew at age 6 too. But, you know, she really drew at age 6. So we're going to see her drawings today. And so I'm going to put her on in just a few moments, but, check your email, not email, check your text to see if you have, the link so that, when we get to that point, you can get on her link, of her artwork. And we're going to look at that together. I'm looking at the people who are on the line. I hope all of your numbers are cell phone numbers. If they are, I'm going to send you the link. I'm looking at some of the numbers that I may not know. 832, area code 832. Let me see. Area code 318. 318. And then I see you, Apostle Patrice. I'm going to text you her the link so that you'll have it. Hopefully, let me just say this. If you're new to Get 'Em Radio, and I did not send you a link, if the phone number that you're on right now is a landline, press your number one key, and I won't send it to you. But if I don't see your number one key pressed, I'm believing that you are calling from a cell phone, and so I can just send that to you. I can text it to you. Amen. So without any further ado, and hopefully we have some of the techie issues taken care of now, but without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Minister Jackie O'Kelly. Welcome, Minister
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. It has been a wonderful experience being on this show. So I thank you, Sister Kizzy, for having me to come on. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. It has been wonderful having you here. And
thank you.
We're just halfway through it.
Yeah.
Hey, the half has not been told. Amen. Amen.
Yes, God is just so good. He's just so good. Go ahead, honey. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, you go ahead. You can talk.
No, I was just saying God is just so good. I've been totally blessed just to, again, no one has never done this before. So I am just so thankful to get, I'm like a little kid in a candy store. I'm get to share some things that I believe God has put in, that he has put in me to give to the world, to share to the world, and to bring joy and laughter and whatever people would receive from the music and the art, you know, it's doing what God purposes to do. So I'm very honored, very humbled that he would choose me to do this. So thank you again for having me on here.
Amen. On appointment. You know?
Yes.
Only God could put this together, because I think a month ago I never heard of you. Okay, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I had not heard of you. And God just, he put it together so quickly through our mutual friend, Minister Kiva.
Yes.
And wherewith I am glad. Hallelujah.
It's definitely divine. It's definitely divine. Because, yeah, I agree with you. And it's like I feel like I've known you for a long time. So
me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Kindred spirit.
Well, yeah. I praise God for all that he's doing and all that he's done.
Amen.
And all that
Amen.
He will do. Amen.
Amen.
I'm multitasking now, sending out the links to people so that we can all be together when
okay.
it's time to do it. But tell us, give us like an overall picture of your drawing or getting into art. I mean, you started at age 6, and when did it get to the point where you knew you were drawing well enough that you wanted to share it? You know, did you have any, did you go to school for art? Or tell us about that before we go online.
Okay. Those are really good questions. It was for the love of it. I just enjoy drawing what I see. You know what I mean? I'm more of a, draw what I see kind of person. I'm not the one. I have a brother that's very gifted in drawing from his mind, which I don't know how he does that. He has such a visual, vivid mind kind of drawing. But me, I draw from what I see. And as I got older, I've developed my visual of really picking out details. And yet, of course, as you keep going, you get better. I love painting faces. I love portrait. They call it portrait painting or portraiture. And, I love doing that because I love to bring out that if I can capture a person's personality on paper or on canvas, I that's just something very dear to me that I'm able to capture that. So it was, but it was developed as a young child, just drawing and I just love doing it. I never thought about getting into it professionally or anything. Never went to school. I never had any training in it. And that's where that generational comes from. It was just something that it was just there. But it doesn't mean that I didn't take, I took classes in high school. I took a few classes in college a little bit, but, most of it, 98% of it, 99% of it is just a pure gift from God. And I look at, as I start growing into it, I started, and especially on the spiritual tip, I started feeling a connection. And I always call God the master artist. And especially when you've heard a couple of weeks ago when I told you we lived in Alaska before, and you guys didn't think black people live in Alaska. That's hilarious.
Right,
but,
right.
But I remember wanting to, the Alaskan skies are just so mesmerizing, so beautiful. I've never seen really anything like it. Alaska, Alaska skies, you've heard of the northern lights and everything, but there was times when I would see the sky and you can't even tell it from the land. It was just so connected to the land. The colors and everything was I would see all these beautiful, beautiful colors. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me still?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I got
yes,
a call. I have a call coming in. I was hoping it didn't cut me off. Okay, good. It went away.
Oh.
So what happened, I said to myself, oh, I wish I can just sit right in the middle of freeway, right in the middle, and just actually paint those skies because it was just absolutely breathtaking. And so God allows me to see the beauty in everything. I love to paint animals. I love to paint. I'm starting to get into the flower thing, painting flowers. And it just seemed like even now, point in my life, I see art differently. I see such beauty in it. When I look at people's faces, I notice their nose and their, their smile or the corner of their mouth or, and I would always think, I hope they don't think I'm weird if I say something about how beautiful their features are. But it's just something that I'm able to see. And, it's just beautiful. So I'm so thankful that I can relay God's heart or his colors or the master artist is in me, and he allows me to do this, and I do it to make people happy. I just want them to smile. I want them to get something out of it. And if they've done that, then I know I've done my job. So I hope
Amen.
I answered your question. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, and I'm forever learning. You never learn enough. You find that as I start connecting with other artists, there are so many phenomenal artists are out in this world that God has blessed them to be able to capture things. And I'm living in art heaven because I'm starting to connect with a lot of other artists that are like minded. So yes, so that's all I wanted to say. Wanted to add that.
Amen. Well, your artwork is beautiful, and it does speak. It does speak. So, if there's anyone who's on the line, if you do not have the link, and it's called fineartamerica.com, but there's a little more that goes with it. If you do not have the link, because I want us all to go there together. You know, pressure number one key. Area code 832-795. I see you, and I'm about to send you the link. The other people who are on the line, they have the link, I think. So if you do not have the link, because we're about to go online together, hopefully everybody's able to go online either on your phone. And if I send you the link, you can just click it on your phone, the link on your phone, and it'll take you, we'll all go to the same place online. And, okay. We'll all go to the same place online at the same time. Okay. The person I was just about to send it to hung up.
Oh,
but maybe they had to leave. We just don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. But like I said, anyone else, you know, let me know, text me or something, and let me know that you if you don't have the link, and hopefully everybody we can go on together. So if you have the link there, and you should. We should be able, you should be able to, okay, somebody's already looking at it and say the paintings are beautiful. Okay, that's good. Okay, so let's go together. If you look in your, if you go just from your that link and on your phone, you'll go straight there. So do that now. And we're going to go through the pictures, and Minister Jackie O can just tell us about these pictures. At any time, if you have any problems and you're not keeping up with us or something, text me or press your number one key and, you know, let me know. Let me know what's going on, because I don't want you guys to be behind, but we've done this before. You know, we've gone online before together, and it went well. So, okay. So what you should see once you press your link is you should see Minister Jackie O's, says Jackie O. Kelly Shop, and you see her beautiful picture at the top with the African bead necklace and earrings on. And and then as you look down the page here, make sure, I believe all of it is on the same spot, but it says you'll see images, collections, shop, and more. And so the shop should be underlined. So hopefully you can see that. And then you see something that says results 27. So she has 27 pictures that we're going to look at today. And just go, we're just going to scroll down and see. So is the dance series Shim Sham Shimmy Print. And also with this, you see the cost of it on it. So with all of the pictures, you will see the cost underneath the pictures. As we go down the list, if you would like to purchase one of her or any of her paintings, you can do that. You can do that from the website. And she has a really great, great discount if you would purchase it from her directly. And the way she has a inventory of not all of them, but some of them. So she'll let us know the ones that she has there. And the ones that she has are not small pictures. They are, what are they, 20 by 16?
16 by 20. Yeah.
16 by 20, which is a really nice size. So if you're looking for something to go on your wall, or you know somebody, a good friend or a family, you want to buy something for them, these are not little bitty pictures, not an 8x10 or even a 14 by something. These are big, you know, a nice size picture. And so you'll see the cost on it, but she's going to give us a discount tonight if we, you know, text her and let her know that we're getting a picture. She's going to send a 16x20 picture along with a CD, right?
Yeah, CD or a book.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you'll get a picture, and she'll tell you the inventory that she has. But you'll get a 16x20 picture or what do you call it, a print?
A print.
A 16.
Yeah. Print.
Okay. 16x20 print. You'll get a CD. It'll be sent to you, and it will only cost $51.
Yes.
Was that the number?
Yes.
61? Okay. Amen. Amen. And if you'll notice, the first picture is $41. That's a small print. And so we'll go through it, and then you can decide what you want, and she'll let us know what she has.
Yeah.
To show us. Now, this first one is called Dance Series Shim Sham Shimmy. Tell us about it. Tell us something about that picture.
Now, the dance series. Well, you know, I love. And well, let me tell you this first. The dance series, as we scroll down, you'll see the other series. I don't know why they're not together, but it's a series of dancers like this, Shim Sham Shimmy. Some of them are called the Lindy Hop, you know, and those are dances that were from the 40s. I think it's the 30s or the 40s, yes. And I love, I've always been captivated by those dances and the way, oh, my goodness, the way the people dance. And so I wanted to capture it in the painting. And you notice that, you know, when you see all the other series, you'll see that there's a lot of – there's energy or there's movement, and with the colors are part of that. And then, you know, their expression and the way their form will cause it to give you that that movement type, you know, that is so –
And so I
was always interested. If you scroll all the way down to the other ones, you see the dance series, the Lindy Hop swing, and there's a, you know, I named them Lindy Hop number 2 and all those, so we can identify them. So that's the whole series of all the I call it the dance series. And so I was always captivated. Even when I see the old movies, I love old movies. And how, especially black people would dance, and how they swing all, they throw them all up in air, and all that. It's just a fascinating to me. It's an art. I look at it as an art because dance is an art. It's part of who we are. Dancing brings freedom as well. Whether you dance in the church or you dance, however, whatever brings that freedom, that's what dance does. Just like music, and dance, you know, dance to me is music. And so, that was the whole idea, is to capture that, is the dances from the 40s. And so they call them shim sham shimmy. That's, go ahead.
Yeah. When you look at the pictures, you can just almost feel the movement.
Yes.
And, you just capture that. Now, out of these, the series of the dance series that first one and the ones at the bottom, do you have any of those that give that discount on?
Yes, I have all of them except first one. I don't have in stock. That's the one that people seem to like a lot. So I even sold one that was painted. So, that's the only one that I don't have, but it doesn't mean you can't get it. You can still get it from this website. And Sister Kids, are you going to go through, what we went through about the 3D thing and all that? You can show them how they can get
right.
it on that website
right.
as well. Yeah, we're going to do
okay.
that later on,
I
guess. Yeah. So that's what that...
We can stop here. We can stop here now and do it before we go to the other pictures. So with that, the first picture at the top of the page, the Dance Series Shim Sham Shimmy print, if you click on that print, and we're going to go in just for a moment. I know you want to click on a bunch of stuff, but let's go together a little bit here. And if you page down some, you'll see canvas print. You'll see you can get a frame print, a art print, a metal print, acrylic print, wood print, or a greeting card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then that canvas print, let's click on the canvas print. We're not going to probably have time to just go through every one of them, but you can do that on your
right.
own. Now, that canvas print, once you click on canvas print, and underneath the print, you'll see three pictures. If you click on those three pictures, one of them will show you basically the size of that print if it were hanging on a wall. And then go to the next one. Then you'll see it if you do a right click on the arrow. Then you'll see a mustard-colored chair. I hope you guys are with me. And you see the print on the wall. You see it's like tiny. It looks little, but it's there, you know. And then you go to the next page, and you'll click on your right, the right arrow, and you will see the white leather sofa. And you'll see it over that. So it gives you a good idea of this print and how it will look in a room. Okay, if you see the X, click on the X, and then you click out of it. Now page down a little bit more, and you'll see something that it says 3D with some arrows going around. So if you're on a phone, you press that 3D, and when you get into the 3D, you see, it looks like somebody has one finger up, like in church, they're going to the bathroom. So you see that finger, and you see an arrow going to the right or to the left. If you double-click, with your finger just real fast, two clicks, then hold your finger down and move that canvas. You can see the side of the canvas. You can see the back of the canvas. I hope you're with me. And you can see, the side, the back, and the front of the canvas and see how it looks if you were to buy a canvas print, which I thought was pretty cool to play around with. Okay, and then press the X, and you're Xing out of that. So it's a lot that you can do. If you page down a little bit more, and then we're going to go back. It tells you the print size. So when we looked at how it looked on the wall, how it looked with the mustard-colored chair, and then over the sofa, that was a 14 by 10 and a half. If you click the down arrow next to 14 by 10 and a half, you see it goes to a 16 by 12. Are a 20 by 15. Now, the 20 by 15 is the one that she has. It's not a canvas print. It's just a print. And so it's just a flat print. And notice mm-hmm. that the price is $174. But let's change that. Go up to where it says canvas print under the $174 is canvas print. If you click the down arrow, then you can get to It says art print. That's what it really is, right, Minister Jackie?
Yes, art print.
Okay. If you click on art print, then a 14 by 10 and a half is $41.03. But if you go click the down arrow next to 14 by 10 and a half, you can see that it says 20 by 15, and you click that, and it's $90. So if you were to order it from there, it would be $90. If you were to order it from her directly, from Minister Jackie O directly, it would be $61, plus you get a CD, and that includes shipping and handling.
Yes.
So so it is a that's a good discount. Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
amen.
Now let's did you want to say anything else and we'll go to the other pictures.
Oh no, that you're doing fabulous. No, I just know that the canvas when it's on the canvas, you know, when we did the 3D and you can see the side of the canvas, that's called a wraparound canvas, which is usually put in galleries. They use it's called a gallery wrap or something. So that's how the picture is going to look on that canvas. But you're right, the art print is just flat like a print. So I just wanted to point that out.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
sure.
So that we're all in the same place, page up or go up to near the top of the page, and you'll see something that says Images by Jackie O. Kelly. First, you'll see Previous and Next, and then above that, you'll see Images by Jackie O. Kelly. If you click on that, that gets us back to the beginning so that we're all in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you do Previous, you'll be all someplace else. But you should see Results 27, and so we'll go down the page now. Okay, Friends Forever print. Tell us about that, the two boys.
Friends Forever, that's my son, and he was probably about 8. We had a neighbor. I think he was Asian or, but anyway, I love that they got along very good. And here you see, you know, people from different cultures, and kids are the best at showing us how we can all get along, you know, with other cultures or whatever. And so when I took that picture of him, it spoke to me. And so that painting is done in pastels. And for those of you who don't know what pastels are, pastels is like a chalk. It's that consistency of a chalk, but it has a different feel to it. It's smoother. You can smooth it out with your fingers or use different tools to smooth it out. So I wanted to do that in a pastel, and it looks like crayon or something. Maybe it looks like that to you, but that one, and it picked up that pastel look. So these guys, my son and his neighbor, they got along so good, and they played together, and I love to capture children playing together. So that's why I came up with Friends Forever.
Amen. So as we go down this list, you let us know what you have.
Okay. That's good. Yes.
And discounts. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
You want me to keep going with each one? Go ahead, hon.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The White Tiger. Where did that come from?
Yes. Well, I love animals, and I took a picture. It was a long time ago, but I have taken photos of tigers, and I just think they're such a beautiful cat. So, I just wanted to capture him, and I called him Toby, and I got Toby from, I think a little kid named him Toby or something. And so I said, that's a good name for this tiger. So I painted this tiger on a very thick canvas. It's very thick canvas. I love it because it's white. You hardly ever see white tigers. That, I mean, it, to me, is just, they're just so, so beautiful. So I just wanted to paint this tiger, and I call him Toby, the white tiger, and that's it, and that's hanging up in my wall, on my wall right now in my studio, on a very heavy canvas. So yeah, so it's up for sale. That's an original, and it won't be the price that I'm offering tonight though, because that is an original actual painting. So we'd have to talk about that one.
Okay.
But that, yeah, so that's, I think I have a small print of that. It might be smaller than a 16 by 20, but that was the only one I have. And so, yeah, so that's available.
Okay.
And, okay. You want me to go on?
All right.
Or you want to? Okay.
You can go on, the courthouse.
Okay, the courthouse. Now, the courthouse market, this painting, I actually saw this in a very small picture of this painting, but right now it's hanging on my wall. It's huge. It's probably about probably a 5x6, I mean, feet. It's really big, and it's hanging on my wall in the house. And it's an oil painting, and what drew me to this, I saw it in a magazine. I said it reminded me of when I was a little kid, and my dad used to take all of us in a station wagon to Texas, where my grandmother lived. She lived in the cuts. She was a country woman, and she lived off in the cuts, And so my dad used to stop at this market, and it reminded me of this is the old country market. If you look closely, there's a dog sitting next to the man. He's reading the paper. It really spoke to me, so I painted it in oil, and that painting is, like I said, is really big. And I have, let me see, I don't have that one. So that's not, I don't have that. You'd have to buy it from Art America if you want a print of that. The next painting, okay. if you go down to Tango, I sold that actual painting. But again, there's dance. I love different types of dances. It just has so much expression. And that one was done in acrylic. Acrylic is the kind of paint that you can mix with water, like watercolor. But it's thicker,
mm-hmm.
And so I did. That's not an oil. Oil is more expensive paint, and it's oil based. This one is acrylic based. I think this was acrylic. I did a long time ago, and someone bought that, so I don't have that one available. But Puppy Love, I have Puppy Love, and if you like that one, I call it Puppy Love because that one just stood out to me. A man embracing this beautiful little puppy, and I like puppies. I like animals again. So that spoke to me. I saw that as a small little picture. It was an actual picture, and I painted it. I just painted it. So, and like I said, I'm visual like that. So
yeah, and the expression on the man's face and on the dog's face. The little puppy looks happy.
Yes, exactly. Dogs and man, I mean, we have a little dog right now. Her name is Sasha, and you're going to see a picture of her way down at the bottom. We had two little dogs,
okay.
And so I painted them, and we'll talk about that when I get down there. The next one is called Embrace, and this was my previous life, my ex-husband and my son, when he was small, and I saw them embracing like that. And I got my camera. I said, stay right there. Don't move. And I took a picture of them. And sometimes I like to capture the moment, And so I took a photo of them and painted it because I love what it was saying, because here you have a father embracing his son in love with a smile on his face, and my son was smiling. And it, you know, there's something about a man in you know, a father being in embracing his little boy. And to me right now, even right now, I never thought about this until right now, it reminds me of God, how he embraces us and how he loves us. So I wanted to capture that love and that embracement from family, from a father-son relationship. So that's what that one is.
Beautiful.
Yes, and that is an acrylic.
A good Father's Day gift for somebody. Go ahead.
That's right. And I do have that one. I do have Puppy Love and I have Embrace in a print. And then the Still Life print is just a charcoal that I did a while ago, you know, just messing around. This is in my earlier days when I was just wanted to do a still life charcoal drawing. And I think I did this in a class, when I was taking a class at school. So that one is, that's just what it is. What you see is a still life. And I'm even working on things like that right now, doing still lives. The unity of praise, of course, it speaks for itself. Us raising our hands, that spoke to me. And again, this was actually a group of dancers dancing, and I captured that. Let me see. I probably took that from a actual picture. I don't know if it was in a magazine or something. I don't know where it was. I painted this a long time ago, but it spoke to me. Because that's the position of praise, and that's why. And then you have people doing it together, so I call it unity of praise. The original is in an acrylic paint, and I have that one available as well. The man
okay.
in the mirror. You have okay. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can keep going.
Okay. Okay. The man in the mirror. That spoke to me a lot because whatever you see the look on his face, it's like, you know, we can see ourselves, you know, this is what's going on in the world. However you depict what you see in his face, do you see sorrow or do you see worry? You know, he's not smiling. But, you know, I call it man in the mirror because he's mirroring what's going on in the world and how, you know, people are, you know, probably going through troubles or whatever. I don't know. It just felt like man in the mirror was appropriate for this painting. And this painting is a pastel. Now, this is done, like I said, a pastel is a consistency of like a chalk, but it's a little different. And so that's what the original, I have the original hanging in my house. Ready for a purchase. They're on my wall because I don't have nowhere to put them. So... So that one's available for purchase, but that I also have that in a print.
Oh, okay.
And the African
face looks like his
go
face
ahead.
Looks like he's thinking of something, and
mm-hmm.
like he's trying to figure it out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you. Yes. Yeah, you're trying to figure it out. You know what? And some people thought he was Lou Gossett. You know, the actor.
Yeah, I can see Lou Gossett made up like
uh-huh.
that. I can see that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it does kind of favor him. But when I saw that, I said I want to capture that on canvas or on a paper. It's on a pastel paper, actually, the original behind glass, already framed. So. And then the next one is I was really into a lot of African things at the time when I was painting these. I just loved the African culture and the clothes and everything and just something about the African people. So I was really into it at that time when I was painting these. And so this is a Yoruba. She's from Yoruba or Yoruba woman. You can't hardly see the name of it, but it is. And that's my first watercolor that I've ever done, and at that time when I did it, I applied it like it was oil or like it was acrylic. Watercolor is softer. You use water and the color to to draw the image. And so that was my first watercolor. And that one I don't have that in a print. That one, you have to get it through Fine Art America. This one, the next one is Woman and Child. I call it Woman and Child. That's a pastel as well. And I really enjoy capturing this because the child, the woman holding the child. And I don't know, it spoke to me, and I wanted to do a painting of it. So there it is. And I've seen children that look like him, well, look like her. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very detailed, you know. I get lost in the detail, and I love it. In fact, I get so lost in it. I'm saying I want to just paint freely, you know. I don't want to get it. I'm going to try to do some other kind of painting that's just more easier. But I guess I'm just a detail painter. So, but that's
and now a picture like this with all of these details in it. Does that take you like over days to do it?
That's a very good question. I'm trying to remember how long it took me to do that, but you know, it just depends. I can probably do most of it in a day. You know, you draw it on there, and then when you start getting into the features, that's what takes a while, because you have to add certain colors or certain shading or whatever to make it round or to make it look real, you know. And so sometimes that takes a while. So probably it may have taken me maybe a couple of days, maybe, you know, but I didn't paint on it 8 hours a day. You know, you have to walk away. When you start messing up and can't get something, you got to walk away from it for a minute and stand back and look at it and then go back to it. But sometimes I can get lost in it and stay on it for a few hours. You know, it just depends on the day or what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But something like that, it does take a few hours. It takes quite a bit of hours, actually, because you're doing the details in the hands, and especially if you want to get the right features, that takes a while too. But I'm getting better at it, even right now. You can always get better in doing portraits, and
I've talked to some artists that say hands are very difficult.
Yes.
To do.
Yes.
A lot of shading. You have a lot of in there. And this particular one, the woman and the child with the shading and the wrinkles or lines in the hands.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm learning is when you know the anatomy of the hand, then you know where to how to draw the hand. If you know the scale, you know, I've never learned this in school or anything. So I'm constantly learning, and other portrait painters who are just so phenomenal. I've learned from them, and if you learn the anatomy of the face, how the skeleton look under the face, then you know how to capture it. You know how to get the shape and all that. You know, because you look at the skeletorial of the person or the figure, and then that's how you build on that. You know, so yeah, and so it can get difficult, but you know, as you practice, you get better at it. And you know, the three African women, and I don't know how much time we have. I'm trying to, these are all pastels again. African women series, I call it. They're Ethiopian from Adari, I think it is, the one in the middle. I just love all the details in her cloth, and I love her, the way she looked, how she looked happy, and I love to do the detail of the jewelry that's around her neck. I mean, that was just fun for me, and to do wrinkles in the cloth, that was just fun. Doing that is easy for me to get wrinkles and everything in that painting, and the design in the first one with the gourd, she's holding gourds up and she got the ring in her nose, you know, all of that is just, it was just fun getting all those details. You get lost in it sometimes, and you see the first one with the wrinkle in her over her head, the lady with the ring in her nose and the gourd, the first one. You see the wrinkle in her headdress. I love doing wrinkles and things like that, and it's just you know, it's just fun to me. And also the third one is Fulani. She's a Fulani woman, is what I call her. The African is from, I think it's a culture, or it's been a while since I did some research on it, but I think it's a that's her tribe or something, I believe, a Fulani woman. And then the next one, the African woman, the Ethiopian, this is my favorite because, you know, and everybody likes this one. Let me go back. I have prints of all of those. I have prints of the woman and child, and I have prints of all the African ladies, and also this one that I'm getting ready to talk about with the look at her headdress, which is me, and her facial expression. I love the wrinkles over her eyes and her mouth. It's just she's really beautiful to me, and she just looked like she was really focusing on something that captured her attention or something. It just drew me closer to her. And these are all pastels. And they say pastels are hard to do, you know, because you have to use your finger to smooth over things and use a thing that's called a talion or something. It's a little narrow thing that to get fine lines and, you know, and to guide the paint in and around and, you know, smoothing it over, you know, so there are tools that can help get a certain effect on some of these, the pastels. And this other one next to it, the father and son relationship, again, that's my ex-husband and my son. They were sitting at the beach, sitting at the ocean. They were sitting down, and I saw the back of them. And everything I see is like, oh, that makes a great painting. So I took a picture of them sitting there, and he was hugging him while they were looking at the beach. And I don't know if I don't think I have that one. And then there's and we talked about the dance series. As you scroll down, the Lindy Hop is the same thing. We talked about that earlier when we talked about the first one. And again, there's a lot of movement and jazz, and like, oh, it just makes me happy. It makes me want to dance, you know, so I love movement like that. So, and these are all acrylic. The originals are acrylic painting. So that's a water-based painting on canvas. The original are on canvas, but these are prints, obviously. So there's a dance series. The one next to the children in the middle, if you scroll down, the shim sham shimmy, that's the side. I call it the sidestep. That's the shim sham shimmy of the same as the one, the first one, but they're doing the sidestep. So I like to capture that. Yeah. So let me see. And now the children are down to the bricks. Okay, I love to do children, and I've done this. I have all of these are available in print, and the children, you know, I just love doing children. They seem like they're on their way to school. One is holding a book, I think, and, you know, they're just dancing. So they're just walking like in a jazz kind of way. And you notice the dress, you can see that it's not in today's clothing. It's probably back in the 40s or 50s. Of this one as well. So that's kind of like part of the dance series, but it's not part of it. So that one. And then I have the Catwoman. I like the Catwoman. That was a huge painting. I sold that one, but I do have a print in it. And it was a huge painting. And I just wanted to, I think it was Mardi Gras going on. I was painting it for a Mardi Gras event or something, and that's why I put all the stuff around her face, the lady's face, and she just her eyes reminded me of a cat, so I added the tiger, the white tiger in there with her, and to just bring out that, you know, I don't know, just wanted to add the tiger with her. So, and so I call it Catwoman. And that was a huge painting of acrylic. It was acrylic painting. Now the next two, these were my dogs, our dogs. Star is the first one. She was a Yorkie, and she was so beautiful. We lost her about 3-4 years ago, and it just broke my heart. She was just such a sweetie, such a sweet, sweet dog. But this is like a – now this is a different kind of paint. This one, these two are done with oil pastels. Now, oil pastels is like a stick, and they feel oily. So, you know, and so I took the stick and just, you know, I first drew them out, and then I started, you know, using the stick oil pastels to make their form. And that's why it has that kind of look, because it looks kind of oily, you know, and smoothy, like oily-like. And the other dog is Sasha. She's still here with us, and I just wanted to capture them. Just capture them because I love them. You know, they're part of the family. So I just wanted to do something with them. And the last one, is B.B. King. Now, I love his expression. That's what drew me to him. I love his expression, his eyes and his mouth, and how he enjoyed playing his bass or guitar. He was good. He was the king of, I guess you call it the king of blues or whatever. I just wanted to capture him in a pastel. And you notice pastel, you can tell the difference between a pastel and acrylic and oil. Pastels are, they look kind of chalky, kind of, you know. So, and I had fun capturing his expression. And that's what drew me to that one. And that one I have the original hanging in my house, and also the African women, I have them hanging in the house behind glass because I need somewhere to display them, and they're displayed in my house. So that's it. And I have more to add on. I didn't get a chance to add some new stuff, some more new things. So, you know, if you had to keep going back, and I'm going to work on adding some more paintings that I've done that are ready to go on there. So that's it. Any questions?
Amen. So now, before we're about to open up the line, and let's just say again, some people joined us after we started talking, and hopefully you got the link and were able to go on and catch up with us. We went through 27 paintings or 27 pictures that Minister Jackie O has online. And like I said, I did send, I think the people who came on later, they have a link. So hopefully all of you were able to go with us and look at those pictures. Now, some of the pictures she has there, all of the pictures that are on the website we just looked at, you can purchase them from the website. But she's giving us a really great discount if you order it straight from her. And the way that you would do that is you would pick out the painting that you want or the picture that you want and send her your name and your address and just put your phone number on the text, and she'll get back with you. And you guys can work out, you know, the payment and all of that. Her phone number, say your phone number for them.
It's 559, 559-352-2457, 559-352-2457.
Right. Amen. So you can simply text her and let her know which one you want, which one of the pictures that you want. And she would be sending a 16 by 20. That's a yes. big picture. Along with a CD for and all shipping and handling included for $61.
Yeah.
So, and just say again, the pictures that you do have there for this particular sale that we're talking about now, that will come mm-hmm. straight from you. And
okay.
you say the first one at the top, you do not have that.
I don't have
out.
That one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And just okay. I have if you scroll down, I have the Puppy Love. I have
okay.
Embrace. I have
okay. That's the sun. Okay.
Yes, and I have the Unity of Praise. I do
okay.
have man. I have Man in the Mirror. Let me make sure. Let me see. Let me look at this. I'm looking at my list. Hold on.
Okay.
I have one man. I have one Man in the Mirror left, and then I have the far 16 by 20. Okay. I do have the Woman and Child, but it's larger. So I'm just going to go through the 16 by 20. I have, let me see. Ooh. If you scroll, I have all the dancers, the rest of the dancers, mostly 16 by 20s, and the children. I do have the children.
Okay.
And,
you have African ladies too?
The African ladies I do, but they're larger. They're 18, let's see. They're 18 by 24. They're just a little larger. And I do have those. But we're talking about the 16 by 20s. We can make arrangements for the larger ones at 18 by 24. In fact, you know, maybe I'll just keep it the way, you know, have it the same price if you want the larger ones at 18 by 24. Why don't I do that? I'll just do that.
Okay.
Yes. The Ethiopian lady, the Woman and Child, the African lady with the gourd, and the other two Ethiopian ladies with the red headdress and the blue headdress, and also Catwoman, I have those in the 18 by 24.
Okay. So those
go ahead, honey. What'd you say?
They're posters. Poster size.
They're poster size. Yeah, they're and you know what? Because I want to clean out my inventory, I would have it at the same price.
Okay.
They would normally be more, but I'm going to keep it at the same price.
Okay, sounds good. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then I have the all the dancers. Did you see Snake Hips? Is Snake Hips on there? Yeah, wait. No, I don't see Snake Hips.
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't. Oh, the Snake Hips is not on there. Okay, I got to. Okay. That's a painting I didn't put on there, but I wrote it down here. But anyway, I have Unity of Praise. I have in all the dancers. I do have those in 16 by 20. The Father and Son, the Embrace. Father and Son, Embrace. I have that as a 16 by 20.
Okay.
And,
right.
yeah. Yeah. And that's, yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Puppy Love.
All right.
I got those. Let me see. Lindy Hop. Yeah, I just noticed there's a one painting that I have listed on here that I did, that's not on here, but that's okay. Just whatever's right there. The ones that I mentioned is what I have.
Okay. So if you're interested in purchasing them for yourselves or a friend or, you know, family, you know, and you want to do that tonight, you send her a text, let her know what you want, and have your name and your address and phone number. She'll get back with you, and you guys can work all of that out. Now,
yes.
As we're getting ready to open up the lines, for those of us who would like to bless her, we'll give you an opportunity you can bless her by getting her paintings. You can bless her just by sending her a blessing. Amen. And
amen.
Sowing into her. She is a generational blessing. And, you know, we believe in casting our bread upon many waters. You know, if
amen.
You think about, wow, I want to paint. Lord, I want that gift. You know, sow a seed. Hallelujah. You don't want to take
amen.
The gift from her, but you sow into her. And, you know, just ask the Lord. And so the way that we can sow into her, tell us the different ways that we can sow into you. PayPal, I know is one.
Yes. Yes. And if you have access to Apple Pay, that's an easy one. You can text a payment through Apple Pay if you have Apple product. And then there is Zelle and Venmo. And do you want me to just, let's see, the Zelle is Jackie O'Kelly. Or you can put my phone number in there for 559-352-2457. PayPal and Apple Pay are the ones that I mostly wouldn't mind getting them through there. But Zelle and Venmo, you can also do that. And if you don't have access to that, you know, I'm open to if you send me a check, that would be good. And I also wanted to say that this money is being sold into our ministry. My husband and I both have a ministry together, and I'm hoping that I can get him on next week to say a little bit
yes.
about. It's called We Will Go. It's called We Will Go, and so I put this. You know, anything that is sold into these types of things, I put it into our ministry so that we can further the gospel in our different ways that we do. He speaks, and I sing, so we go together and minister. When he speak, I'll sing before he preach or whatever, you know. So we just kind of like work together whenever there's an opportunity
amen.
For us. So I didn't say that at first at the beginning of our broadcast, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen. So thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Sure.
So let's go on and open up the line. Amen. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. We always start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, and hopefully she's still awake.
Yeah.
And if not, that's okay, too. But we're open the lines, and hopefully they're in a good place right now. Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine?
Yes, we're here.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that Pastor Mom? You don't sound like you're asleep. That's a good thing, huh? Hello?
Pastor Mom.
How did you like the picture?
Okay, I hear her a little bit in the background. Can't hear her too good right now.
Yeah.
Was she able to look at the pictures, Pastor Catherine?
Nice.
Oh, they were real nice.
Huh?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she sounds so sweet.
So, what did you say, Mom? The pictures were nice?
The pictures were nice. They were very nice.
Thank
okay.
you, Pastor Mom. Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
So you got to pray for her. We ask
okay.
that every time. Pray for
yes,
her mom.
Yes. Yes. Do you want me to do it right now, sis?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Father God, I just praise you for Pastor Mom. Lord God, we just thank you for her strength and for everything that you're doing in her life, giving her strength in her body and keeping her in her mind and surrounded by people who love her. We honor Queen Mom, Queen Pastor Mom. We honor our elders, Lord God, and I just thank you for the wisdom and everything that you have given her. And I just thank you, Lord, that she's shining the light among people that are surrounded by her. And just getting to know her on this line, she sounds so sweet. I just love loving on our elders. And so, Lord God, I pray that you many blessings upon her in the name of Jesus. I pray we give you all the glory for what you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Pastor Catherine.
Yes, well, praise God. Minister O'Kelly. Yes, the pictures are just so beautiful.
Thank you.
I praise God for the wonderful gift that he's bestowed upon you.
Amen.
I like the praise picture that you have, but right now I'm not able to get anything. I've just had my house painted. Didn't just have it painted. It's been painted for a couple of months ago, and I need to hang stuff back up on the wall. Things are kind of like everywhere, so I'm just going to kind of wait. I want the website and everything, so I will be coming back to you, but I do want your number. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to write it down. Repeat your number again.
Sure. It's 559.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
You'll give it.
I'll give it's it to her anyway, but go ahead.
You want me to go on?
Go on.
Okay, it's 559-352-2457.
Okay. All right. Thank you, you're
welcome. And I wanted to say something real quick that, you know, the paintings here on the website is not all I do. If you have a request, I can do that too. So I'm just kind of throwing it out there. If you have a request of a certain painting that you want on your wall or whatever, we can talk about that because I can paint anything. So just, you know.
All right.
Praise God. Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed everything thus far. The music and your art. What a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Yeah.
And Pastor Mom. Have a blessed night.
Amen.
Okay, anyone else? Pastor Price has her number one key pressed. She got in the queue a long time ago. Thank you for your patience, Pastor Price. Anyone else, if you have any comments, any questions, you have any prayer requests, you want to encourage the woman of God, press your number one key, and we'll open up your line. Pastor Price, welcome.
God bless you, Apostle Kizzy, and God bless you, Minister Jackie O. Glory to God.
Thank
what a great
you.
Blessing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
As always.
Your voice. Amen.
Thank you so much. As always, I'm so excited. Here's another chapter in that book we're reading in your life. Glory to God. Another
praise
glorious
God.
Chapter. Hallelujah. I got so excited because I love doing work with computers. And I consider myself an artist, you know, but I'm a digital artist. I've been taking pictures from the time I was a little girl, and I love pictures, and my family, especially on where my children are, if they wanted to find a picture, they would say, you know, they call me Madea. I married my husband. He had 5 children when I married him, and I had 1 at that time. And then we had 2 together, so we had a blended family with 8. And so when we got married, he said, I told my children, I said, you got a mama. I said, you can't have but one mama. I said, but I'll be a Madea. I'll be a Madea to you. So about 40-some years ago, they started calling me Madea. So,
okay.
So they wanted, but I'm one that would always be up in somebody's face with a camera. And I just believe that that was that. And then when the internet started, when the internet began to go forth, then I would do a lot of digital work on there. And I still do. I laugh because I've had my fine art account with Fine Art of America since 2013, right?
Yeah.
And, I just never did do anything with it. I just never did do anything. And I knew what the assignment, I have some things on there, but I knew that the Lord had given me my assignment, which was to make graphic art design with word on it.
With the word.
But your things are so, well, I want to say right at about the time when I was, because I graduated right when I was, at that time when I was 65. But at the time, God sent me back to school in my 60s. And when he sent me back into school. And when he did, he not only had me to be able to still hone the skills in for graphic design, he wanted me to hone those skills in for and I laughed. I have to tell you this. I'm kind of going along the way, but I laughed because they would say, "Miss Helen, how you know how to do that, Miss Helen?" I had been doing things on the internet, but I was taught by the Lord. But then he sent me back. He'll send you back to school to even home in the skills if that's what he so desires to do. So when I went back, I went back for not only the graphic design, but I began to go into the art appreciation. And so I began to go into the art, with the art and ooh. Artist kind of was you were talking about. I thought about all those tests I had on acrylics and what. As you were talking, I went and grabbed my. I had to have a turn in at the end of the semester. One of the semesters, I had to turn in a book of artwork of art things. You know how they give. And I had to turn in that sketchbook in my art appreciation. And so when I first got, what made me so excited, and Apostle Y came and was so very excited about it, was because I love, as you do, that you do with yours, the movement, the ones that are dancing.
Oh, yes.
I was so glad because, of course, you know that was during the Harlem Renaissance, and with the jazz and the art combined. And I'm going to say somebody that I really love. First, I'm going to mention one person. I know you probably know who they are. Do you know who Annie Lee is?
Annie Lee.
Annie
Lee.
Yes. Uh-huh. But she gone now. Of course, but she get that same kind of, not exactly like yours, but the one you really remind me of, who's my very favorite of all time, is Claude Clark.
I've been looking up black artists, so I probably have seen that name.
Oh, look at
Claude,
Claude Clark. All throughout my book that I had to turn in. It's a big book.
And
throughout my book, I've got the paintings and the work of Claude Clark with that movement.
Okay.
And to see that there's somebody. To see that there's somebody like you at this, in this age, in this time, he's got one with Claude Clark is called the Downbeat. That reminds me of your work that you do.
Oh, I gotta look him up. Yeah, I gotta look that up. Okay.
And we would have to tell, he made lithographs too, and all of those. And Downbeat is one of my very favorite ones. And and we would have to go in and really just get into all of them and do that. But your work was I just love it, and I thank God for it. I'm going to keep your number too because God had me to write a book back in 1995, and they asked me to do a sermon, and in the sermon I was asked to speak at a meeting, and they wanted me to do a sermon on the colors. Based on the color. And at first I said to the Lord back then in 1990, I said, now, Lord, I am a foundational minister. I don't want to do this. And I went to sleep. And the Lord said, you will do this book. And the name of the book, and people have been wanting, it's been a long time that it's been there. People have been wanting that book. And it's what colors are coming from you, using colors for biblical remembrance. And so I had the book. I've got the book. It's finished. It's about 300 and some pages. But I did the cover for it a long, long time ago. But now I need to update everything. And I really would love if the Holy Spirit would let us somehow be able to work together on, and I know God deals with you in a tremendous way. Like you said, with the colors, with the pastels, with all of those kinds of things. And
amen.
I said, maybe the Lord will allow you to look at some of the book, because mainly it's a foundational book. Because he had me to use, and I'll stop with, because I know there are other people who want to talk. In Numbers, I think it's, I usually know it off the top of my head, but I believe it's Numbers 15 and verse 37. And he told the children of Israel to put a ribbon of blue in the borders of their garment.
Mm.
So God used colors for visual remembrance.
Of course.
A cord of blue. When you would see that blue, remember, don't seek your own ways, but to seek the ways of the Lord. So
that's
he began
good.
To show me how many things in the Bible, what they did, with they would cover all the things with a blue cloth. And he had me to go.
Okay.
It took about three years back in the 90s to write the book. But we got it through the goodness of the Lord, got it written. And now, I mean, it's now what's 95, about 95 to 2000, that's been about 25 years ago that God had me to write the book. And then I had to put things on the show. Oh, one more thing with that. At that time, in order to run off a book, and I had colors in the book, in the manuscript that I have, and I in California where I was living at, it was going to cost me $300 to run that book off. And so they sent me to St. Louis. And he sent me to St. Louis, and Minister Jackie, I got thrown off the train. They threw me off the train, me and my two daughters off the train. We were getting on the train in St. Louis, and the man threw all my luggage on there. I said, man, please don't throw my luggage. Don't throw my luggage like that. My computers and stuff is in there. And when I got on there, he said, you getting off. It was a black man. He said, you getting off this train. I said, mister, I didn't curse you. I'm not intimidated by you now. And they said, whenever I say that, I said, I'm not intimidated by you. I said, but I didn't curse you. Why are you going to throw me off this train? He said, I'm calling the police. He said, I'm putting you off this train. I got off that train. I was feeling so bad when I got off that train. And so, just so bad. And when I got back to Mama's house, and I went in the bedroom and laid in the bed, just hurting. I said, Lord, how could this be? That they throw me off the train. And the Lord said to me, he said, because you were disobedient, you did not get those books done that I told you to have run off when you got to St. Louis. And you left before you got those books run off. He said, you need to go run those books off. And had, the Lord blessed me to go get that color book, the What Colors Are Coming From You book, using colors for biblical remembrance. He had me to have it run off. And that book that cost $300 to just get the, I'm getting the prototypes now. To get the prototype done way back then would have been $300. But in the St. Louis area, it was only $27. I was able to get two prototypes. I got two prototypes and then a bunch of smaller ones. So I got thrown off the train because of, I knew now it was disobedient. But one of the things I keep going back to the Lord and keep trying to see what's the vision for the cover of the book. And every time I do one, it's just not it. So I asked the Lord for an illustrator. And then one thing I want to just throw to you, if God will let you do this on your own, is that we've been going back over the seven forms of praise, the Baraka, the Tehillah.
Oh, yeah.
The Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
You heard of that, right? Well, many years ago, I want to tell you, many years ago, there was somebody who did some artwork. I can't see it anywhere on the internet now, But I wanted to challenge someone who's and that was with the kind of curves and the when you have the people with their hands up. One is, you know, they had used to have it where each one would have an art associated with it. A person who was
that's
Tahila,
nice.
You know, Tahila and Haleli.
Yeah, Tahila. Yeah.
So I know you spend time with them. You're familiar with all of these.
Yes,
and the singer,
I am.
And worshiping the Lord. So I just pray that God will place in your heart to do a series on those.
That's
you know,
a very good
the
idea.
Yeah,
right.
The different forms. I'm not a artist as you are to draw things. I really wish I was. And then Apostle, don't get angry with me. I just got one little more thing to say. But she knows I'm supposed to talk. But that's the last thing I want to. The last thing I want to say that the Holy Spirit laid up on my heart. He laid up on my heart for you about Matthew 25. And when he prayed, he said that. Remember how he had given the person. He gave one 5 talent in Matthew 25:16.
Yes.
He gave one
yes.
5 talent. He gave another 2 talents, and then he gave one. And remember that the one that had the 5, it said that he that received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. And mm-hmm. this is what the Lord said to him. He said, his Lord said to him in verse 21, Matthew 25:21. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou
Amen.
Hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And see, that answers the question of they talk about people who are do a lot of things, but they're a master of none. What is that saying, though? However that
I know what
goes,
you mean. Yeah.
You know, but God looks at things differently. He gives
yes,
us
he
the
does.
Talent. He
yes,
gives us your
does.
Singer, an excellent
mm-hmm.
singer. You write
mm-hmm.
books. You're a speaker, glory to God, minister of the gospel. And then now even this with the drawings and the eye that he gives you for the colors and for the movement and that kind of thing. So I appreciate what God has done in your life. I'm excited about your ministry. And I, too, want some of those series of those.
Okay.
I mean, this is, and one thing about it, I pray that God may do something before, I mean, in a huge, huge way. Before you go to be with him in glory. You know what I'm saying?
Amen,
but
amen.
I can be guaranteed of this thing. Just like Basquiat, he's gone, and everybody loving on Basquiat's work. You know? You know?
Yeah.
But then where you are, that work is absolutely excellent. Every bit of it that I was looking at, the ones that I could see
yeah.
on there. And so I just
thank
God for you. And I keep you in my prayers and thank God for what he's doing in your life. So I'll turn it off now, Apostle. She knows her sister. So God bless you and thank God for you.
I want to say something to you, sis, that you talked about being a photographer. That's a whole art in itself because you have to have an eye. You see things. It's like painting, but you use it digitally. And I think that's awesome because I desire to even enhance my photographer part of the art. But don't take that lightly, sis, because being a photographer, you have to have a certain eye of lighting and you capture things. So that's the same. It's just as good. It's just as good. So I just want to encourage you to keep that photography going. That's beautiful.
Holly, thank you for that encouragement. So I'll get ready to go back on mute now. And God bless you. So
okay, God
you,
bless
my sister
you.
My sister is a professional,
know.
So I'm going to be in the Lord I'm talking about. But she
know.
Knows her sister, so I'm going to get ready to turn it off. And God bless you.
Okay.
All right,
sis.
You have a blessed night now.
All
you
right.
Too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. God bless. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Praise God.
Oh,
she's fiery.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
She said a lot of good things there.
She did.
You know, too,
yeah, she did.
Even the story about being thrown off the train.
Oh,
my.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen. But God was doing something, so we praise his holy name.
Amen.
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 Amen. I don't see anybody else's number one key pressed. Hallelujah. Don't see Don't see anyone's number one keys pressed. So, amen. So we're going to get ready to close. Well, I'm going to talk about a few things, let you just rest for a few moments.
Sure.
Mr. Jackie, we'll have you come back and give us some closing remarks and closing prayer. So just you could just chill out for a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to have Minister Jackie O to come back with us next week. We've seen the art. We've heard the music of Jackie O. We've seen the art of Jackie O. And then next week we're going to talk about the books of Jackie O. Hallelujah. So she has a book called, one is called Forgiven, Songs and Devotions. And then the other one is Stepping Out, Moving Forward, Songs and Devotions. Amen. So that's what we're going to be talking about next week. Lord willing, we'll also have her husband, Minister Keith, to come on and talk with us, you know, a little bit next week as well. So we're excited about that. And then the week after that, praise God, she's going to be back, and that's on the 31st, and she's going to bring the word. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a full month we're having with Minister Jackie O. And hallelujah. Well, since I'm talking about that, let me see here. Let's skip over. We'll come back to our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we like to do on all of our broadcasts, is to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. Praise God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So just know that the Lord loves you so much, and not just a little bit. He loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants you, he wants all of us to have eternal life and live with him forever and ever. Hallelujah. And so the way, and he's given us a way to do that. First of all, he sent Jesus, amen, and who came to die on the cross for us. And to be able to receive Jesus, it says it so very clearly in so many places in the Bible, but we're going to take you to Romans 10 and verse 9. Hallelujah. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he makes it so easy. Our part is really easy. He did all the hard work. Jesus did it all. Jesus paid it all. And it's up to us to receive what he has done. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, and believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, the Bible he is. Amen. And you make a choice to believe, because none of us was there 2,000 years ago. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. And just like that, you shall be saved. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and that God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way. Follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer today, and you prayed it with all your heart, believing, you are really saved. And when you leave, when your body wears out and you leave this body, you're going to be present with the Lord. The Bible says absent from the body and present with the Lord. And he wants you and all of us to be present with him for eternity. That's a party right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to, if you don't know anything about our Get 'Em Radio family, I want to tell you about it, what we're doing, because now that you're born again, you need to learn and grow in the things of God. And the Lord has put this together, the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, the God in the Mist family of broadcasts, so that one can come on, wherever they are, you can call from any phone and call in and learn and grow in your relationship with the Lord. So every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and it's the same phone number for all of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, 516-418-5699. Amen. And I'm going to be preaching on this Sunday, the next two Sundays, and I'm going to be talking about salvation. And the salvation, there's parts to salvation. The first part is justification. It never happened. All our sins are wiped away. And then we go into sanctification. From the time we're born again to the time we leave these bodies and go to heaven, we're in a process called sanctification, where we get to know more about our Lord and Savior right here. We get to learn and to grow right here. Hallelujah. And to be transformed into his likeness and his image right here on earth as it is in heaven. So that's what we're going to be talking about on this Sunday and next Sunday, our identity in this sanctification process. I'm really very excited about it. The Lord's been talking to me about this and bringing, connecting some dots. And I believe if you listen to this on the next couple of Sundays or so, you're going to have some dots connected about what's going on in your life right now. Hallelujah. So join us, please, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern on Sundays. Then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's from Ohio, and we call that broadcast Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, because it's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and during your lunchtime, you can just listen. We don't open up the lines or anything. You can listen and learn and grow, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she is digging into the Word of God. Amen. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. And we call that Praying in Tongues Tuesday. That is at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And I'm telling you, God has been telling us what's going on in our lives and even in the world right now. It has been no less than awesome. Please join us. Even if you don't speak in tongues yet, join us. God will touch you. Amen.
on Wednesdays, just the second Wednesday of the month, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and we call that prophetic healing. The next one will be on Wednesday, the 13th of April. Wednesday, the 13th of April, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. This is worth it. Hallelujah. We have Elder Philip Harkey, his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, and myself, and the healing community. And we pray for people, and they get healed. The last time we were together that we had the prophetic healing was on the 9th of March, and there were 11 healings during that broadcast. So tell your family, tell your friends, hallelujah, it is a blessing. And God is still healing. Praise God. That has not changed. Amen. So it's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, every second Wednesday of the month. And it's coming up April the 13th. Praise God. Then on Thursdays, as we said before, we're going to be with our dear minister, Jackie O'Kelly, every Thursday for the rest of this month. And come and let's have a good time with her. Continue to have a good time with her. Praise God. So now we're going to go back to Minister Jackie O. She will give us closing remarks and close us out in prayer. Praise God.
Amen. You know, I give all the glory and honor to God. I was thinking how there are so many expressions of him. We see him in nature. We see him in the universe. The universe is so massive and just so mind-boggling. We see him in the smallest insect, from the smallest insect to the largest animal or whatever. We see him in the flowers. We see him everywhere. God is everywhere. We see him in art. We experience him in art and music and spoken word and dance. And he gives us so many, and even in writing books or writing in your journal or sharing the word, even from a child to the oldest. I mean, he's just so many expressions of God. He is so amazing, and that's putting it lightly. There are no words to describe who he is, and I'm just so grateful to be able to share this life and you know, through this expression, my own expression of music and art and I mean, even in books and in any way that I can express him, that I can show who he is. He uses us to show who he is. So he's in everything. And I'm just so grateful that once you see, you really see. You see things that you've never seen before. That is God. And I mean, I'm just, you know, so I'm really, really kind of lost the words of how to express who we serve and how to express him, to relate to him, who he is. And I'm just so grateful that we have so many ways of expressing God. Thank him for his son, Jesus, who came and made the way for us to be able to be in the presence of God. And I'm just, I just want to encourage that if anybody's listening, that if you have any, you have talents, we all have something to give. And it's all not for us to just have to ourselves, but it's to share to the world. He uses the smallest things to meet other people where they are. So that was what's on my heart that I wanted to share as closing remarks. I'm so grateful and thankful to be on this program and to be able to express myself, because this is the most I ever talked, I think. And it's just still so comfortable. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle, for having me on this show. And I don't know. I don't have any words to really express how excited I am to do this. And so I'm looking forward to next week and the week after that.
And then I am going to be in my normal bedtime at 9 o'clock, you know, every night. So, but in all of
thank you for staying up with us.
No, all this is so worth it. It's so worth it. So thank you for this platform, and may you all be blessed for the rest of the week and the rest of your life, and everything that you do will prosper. Everything that you put your hands to do will prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity that you've given me. I'm so lit. I'm so excited. I'm just so elated that you would provide this that to share with others your gifts in me and your gifts in Apostle Kizzy and your gifts in the evangelists and the preachers and the ministers and the singers and the musicians. And it's you. It's all about you. And we want to always remember that, always put you up front, because it is about you, because without you, we can do nothing. So, Lord, we honor you and we thank you that you've provided platforms for people to just get. We can tap into you anytime, and you provided platforms for us to do it in so many ways. So we're just so grateful and thankful, Lord, that you provided these things for us so that you will be glorified. Only you will be glorified. And so we want to glorify you to the highest. We want to, you know, make you famous, even though we are nothing, but, you know, you use us as a mouthpiece to speak. So we want to make you famous. We want to shout it through the rooftop and into the, you know, in the streets that you are God and there is no one like you. You are the only true and living God. People search all over and tap into this and tap into that. But if it ain't you, I don't know what they tapping into. That sounds like a song. But I thank you, Father God, for that. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And we just give you all the glory this night. And that may we sleep in peace and wake up regenerated and ready to go to the next thing. And when there is time for us to rest, let us rest. Cause us to rest. Put it in our hearts to rest and not work, 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 but rest in you. And because there's a time and season for everything. So there's a time to rest and be quiet. It's a time to speak and make known what needs to be known. So we give you all the glory for that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you once again, Minister Jackie O. And we will see you next week. We're going to end with one of your songs, Stronger.
Okay. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Have a
Amen.
Blessed night, everyone.
You too.
And
you too.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Traveling through this life has not been easy, no way. God never promised it would be. But looking back over my life, this one thought comes to mind. He was there all the time. Lord, I want you to know that I am grateful in every way. That's why this longing in my heart keeps getting stronger every day. Through every trial and experience, my love for you is serious, since you have shown me the way. I want to grow sacrifices to make. I'm determined to go on and look forward to your heavenly throne. I wanna grow.
Tell the people that, huh? All I got is to be in my name.